me is the glass insulators from the old telephone poles, because I bet I've broken 1,000 of them.
Do you know Bill in the business department?
Yeah.
Have you seen his insulators? He is a purist in the strictest sense as far as insulators. I mean, like, he has insulators worth, one insulator worth like $400 or $500. You should visit his home. It's fantastic.
I had forgotten about that. The first 2 years we lived here, we rented from him.
That's right, over on Shea or Mayfield.
Right. And he told me about that one time, and what was it? Oh, yeah, when I helped somebody clear some land, I just happened to mention to him that there were some old telephone poles, old power poles there. And he asked me to go through, and he said, I figured he must be kind of a purist, because he said he didn't want any that were chipped,
right,
or anything. And I looked through, I never did find any one. I must have handled 50 of them, but every one of them was slightly chipped in some way or other, and I knew he had already made it very clear that he didn't want it.
Right. He has all colors, the blues, the amber, the clear, with all shapes. He's worse than I am about automobiles. He and his insulators are most unusual.
Did you ever know, and I'll never remember this guy's name now, the fellow who used to be in charge of the student union, Scherer, Bob Scherer?
No, I did not know him.
He was a model man, and he was that way.
Right.
And Holly Allen in the business department is a model man.
I did not know that.
And I know Bob. I got real sick of that. They've got a grapevine, bottle collector's grapevine that gets around, but they were building some. They were doing something, building a street in Birmingham or something a couple of years ago, when before Bob left here. And one of the bulldozers accidentally scraped and uncovered what had been the 1880 Birmingham City Dump.
Right.
And Bob and Holly, it was like the gold rush, you know.
Right.
That day, the day they got the call, they were in the car. And
on
the
words don't burn. Yeah.
And Bob said that it was just like some kind of a gold. Bottle collectors were coming in and rushing and staking claims and digging, and he got some beautiful stuff there.
Oh, boy.
But he had a real intricate setup. He would get his bottles and put them under ultraviolet light in his house.
Oh, to bring the color and
bring the color of the soil minerals and things in. Let's see, what about a wooden vessel that you might use to... No help for it, let me see.
Repeat.
Yeah. A wooden thing that you carry water in or something.
Oh, might be a wooden thing to carry water? A wooden bucket?
Okay, but then you said a bucket could be metal too.
Right.
A pail is the same thing as a bucket, I believe you said. A thing that you put your garbage in.
Would be a garbage can.
Okay, you ever hear it called a garbage pail?
Yes, I have heard it. But
you don't.
Not commonly.
Okay. What about something you put milk in? If you're milking a cow, you call that a...
It'd be a milk pail.
Okay.
Rather than a bucket. Okay. I never really thought of that.
What about a black iron utensil that you use to cook bacon in?
A skillet.
Okay. And a big iron vessel that you would boil water in?
It would be a wash pot.
Okay, and you put flowers in? A thing that you put flowers in.
Base.
Okay. And the things that you eat with, the three things that you eat
your
with.
Knife, fork, spoon.
Okay, and two of the things you cut with.
You have two knives.
Okay. And